BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One.
Two. Let's go.
Scott Mills. I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we feature a real-life pitmaster because barbecue isn't just a hobby, it's a way of life. If you know your celeb autobiographies, you will smash today's Don't Look It Up quiz. What are those estate agents up to in your house? And Joel Dommett is up in his attic with some tunes for you on the mix.
One.
All this week on the show, we've been talking about Chris's new love of the grill. He just loves the barbecue. He's never happier when he's got grease on his hands, sweat on his brow, and meat on his mind. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the thing. You have been taking the mick out of me for quite a while about this whole barbecuing thing, because I have started putting it on like socials, and I send Scott pictures as well.
I got a picture quite late last night of a massive slab of what looked like, beef, was it?
Yeah, that's called a cowboy steak. You know how you have your favourite YouTubers? You have your Zoellas, you have KSI, you have, I don't know, it could be any of them. Mine are the barbecue people, real men.
You'll never believe this. An IRL pitmaster has been listening to this all week and has reached out to us. And now we can say hello to Pitmaster Adam. Hi.
Oh, g'day, fellas. Yeah, it's Adam from the Aussie Smoker. How are ya?
Yes, Adam.
this is who we need. Come on.
Mate, I'm all up for your journey there, Chris. Sounds bloody bonza.
Bonza. This is not a hobby for you. This is a passion, isn't it?
Oh, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get the fire on, make sure the wood is nice and hard.
Do you?
There's no point, bub. No point barbecuing with softwood, it will just ruin everything.
Yeah,
and it just is never one softwood. And then you just slap your meat on, get it on, sit there, low and slow all day long.
Low and slow, I'm hearing that a lot. In fact, there was a guy on yesterday who got in touch called Andy Low and Slow. That's what he calls himself.
He's fantastic, I love Andy.
Yeah?
Do you, see, look, this like, is, there's a community.
I was going to say,
this
do you
is,
know
this
each
is what's
other?
Brilliant. Yeah, everyone, there is a community of barbecue experts around the world and around the United Kingdom. And my aim is to try and infiltrate them, if you will. I want to become part of the gang.
Mate, well, the first thing you got to do, you got to get your meat on. And if you're a veggie out there, you might as well stick an aubergine on,
right.
Get something like that in your gob and allow that just to savour that flavour.
Okay.
Could I be called Chris Low and Slow? For example, like, give me a good barbecue name. What could I be called?
Chris Low and Slow. You could be called Not So Cremated Chris.
Yeah, I quite like.
Yeah, that
Chris the Whole Hog Stark.
What about Smoky Stark? That's good at all. All right, so let's say you've got one dish, right? You've got one thing that you're going to cook to impress everyone listening, like millions of people listening. Prob's not vegans, but what is it?
Oh well, right now what I'm doing. On a Friday, I've got an event called Ribbed for Your Pleasure. And these are...
Oh, I love this guy. Okay, and what's that then?
So, keeping with social distancing, these are pre-ordered, low and slow, smoked ribs. They come at you with my own dry rub.
Oh, I want some of your dry rub.
Oh, mate, I'll send that over to you.
Yes.
You can really just massage that into the nice meaty bits of it.
Yeah.
Put that fire on. It then gets a little hint of barbecue at the end. And, bosh, it's all yours. Ready for pick-up dinner time.
Wow. I need, like, someone like Adam to come round and rub it all for me, don't I, Chris? Obviously, that's not allowed at the moment. But, like, when things go back to kind of normal...
Exactly, yeah. But I'm sure Adam can rub it from far, can't you, Adam? And then just...
Maybe we could do it on like a Zoom. Yeah, you could teach me.
Yeah, exactly.
We could all rub together. Zoom rubbing.
No offence, Adam. I really want to go meet some of those American dudes. You know, the ones that it feels like you've just got to travel for hours and hours and hours and hours to get to.
To get to their ranch.
And they live on a ranch.
Yeah. Have you met any of those guys, Adam?
Yeah, I met there's a great guy out here at the moment. He's called Dr. Sweet Smoke. fantastic American fella living out
here. There's a whole community of people that I just don't know about. Dr. Sweet's
right. That's what I love about it. Like, you put loads of effort in. And also, I just love the nerdiness of it all. I love that there's so many more levels to barbecuing than me and probably a lot of people realised.
And you know what? That's the essence of barbecue, bringing people together, lots of laughter. But you missed one key element of that satisfaction, and that's seeing the meat juices that you've created running down people's faces. Mm. Now you know you've left them satisfied.
Wow. Adam, thank you so much for being on today. Are you barbecuing today?
No, I'm barbecuing tomorrow because, again, rib for your pleasure is on tomorrow.
Of course, yeah. May your charcoal burn brightly forever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chatting to some estate agents this week. I can't even remember how we got into this, but anyway, some dubious estate agents called us, and they were saying about what goes on in the houses that don't yet have people in them, the empty houses. And this guy, Mikey, was saying that, romance has happened.
Definitely.
You did.
There's a lot of empty properties. You've got access to the keys all the time.
Oh, yeah. This is the one, isn't
right,
it?
Right,
estate
here we go.
Agents.
This is what I'm after, yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few properties that are like dressed for sale, so they're empty houses, but they've got like fake beds in them and fake furniture and that sort of thing. So I mean, if you're clever, you can put them to good use.
Oh God! I didn't like that because I am about to move, and I don't want to think about it, Chris.
No. Completely hear you, mate. I'm in the same position, and I just never really thought about it that they would be getting up to stuff, but it seems that they are scoundrels.
Now that I've like secured the house, for me the house is empty. There's no one going in it until me, but apparently not true. More on this after 11:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Estate agent Mikey was on yesterday telling us all this. None of us wanted to hear it.
There's quite a few properties that are like dressed for sale, so they're empty houses, but they've got like fake beds in them fake furniture and that sort of thing. So I mean, if you're clever, you can put them to good use.
Yeah, thanks for that. Rebecca, is this true?
Yeah, estate agents, a lot of scandal goes on, definitely.
Yeah, I'm
a
hearing this. What have you got for me?
So I ended up basically getting into something with a colleague. It started off just, flirtated text messages and stuff. And, ended with meeting in properties and nights out, things like that. Yeah, it's quite common.
Okay. And speaking of someone that is about to move into a place that is currently empty, does that occur?
Just disinfect everything, for sure.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Just a lot of disinfectant, yeah. Dettol, definitely.
Well, there we are. Not one, but two reasons to disinfect at this time.
Absolutely.
Wow. Actual in the empty house there, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a surface.
All right, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Neil?
I went to have a flat viewing that I was interested in, that I saw online. So I went and organised a flat viewing and met the woman there who was viewing the flat. And she happened to be extremely attractive, very attractive. So what happened next was I sort of went through the viewing, etc., and then went away. And then I rang up for a second viewing because, to be honest with you, I wasn't even interested in the flat. I was more interested in her.
Okay.
So I rang for a second viewing, and so just to basically tell her that I fancied her, really. And so that's what I did. So she was keen for me to get into the second viewing. We walked around, had another look, and I said, look, I've just organised this to sort of see you because I fancy you and stuff as well, but I'm still interested in the flat, just so I didn't look like a bit of a weirdo. But she kind of blew me off and kind of just went, anyway, and then carried on talking about the flat.
I see. Like, it didn't go well, you mean?
No, it didn't go well in my eyes because she just blew me off, and then I just...
Okay, well, stop saying blow you off.
Yeah.
She wasn't interested?
She wasn't interested whatsoever in my eyes. And I went away thinking I'm not going to hear from her again. She thinks I'm a bit of a strange one. And then probably 3 or 4 days later, I got a phone call from the estate agent. It was her. And she said, you know, would you be interested in having a third viewing so you can just make up your mind whether you want to put an offer in or not? And I was like, okay. No, she seems to be keen for a sale, so I'll go and do it. And so we arranged for another viewing. I turned up. She was already inside the apartment. She was dressed in this long mac, and it was a really sunny day outside.
It sounds like the kind of mac that Killing Eve would wear. Did she kill you?
No, mate, right, far okay. from that. She says, so what do you think? And I says, well, I don't know. I'm not sure about it. So she says, well, to be honest with you, I brought you here for a third viewing of me. So basically, she opened the mac and...
And that's where the lines dropped off, unfortunately. Wow. Seems to have gone, Chris.
It's extraordinary. I know we're kind of limited at Radio 1 at the moment with staff in the building, but it's amazing who can get through when they...
Yeah, no, it's good.
When
I
they
like
really
it.
Try.
It's Luke.
It's loose. I think we've definitely pulled the plug at the right moment there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Whipping through these calls today. Hey, Katie.
Hiya.
Okay, so you were an estate agent.
No, it's just in my house.
What? Okay, tell me.
So, my house is up for sale. My dad showed this guy round in the day, and then he wanted to come back for a second look, so he came back at night. So I showed him around. Got full asking price, thankfully.
Good.
Well done.
Now my boyfriend.
Wow. And so what's the situation? So did you still sell the house to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you now living in your old house via your via the guy that bought it?
No, I live in a new house, but obviously I go and stay in my old house.
That's mad. The Scott Mills Daily. I wish I could tell you how I'm halfway through emailing at the moment, Chris.
Why can't you? More to the point.
Well, it's just that, you know, I do this retro thing on a Friday where I find chart stars from the past. tomorrow, I've got Three of a Kind off one of your favourite songs, Baby Cakes. Where are
Absolutely.
They now? Between 3 and 4 tomorrow, just before I reveal the new chart, we find the old chart stars. Shall I tell you?
Your email's popping off with this thing, isn't it? Because you do it personally.
Yeah, it's my little homework for myself. I'm just speaking to someone from Aqua right now for a future week.
Oh, who are we talking here? Are we talking Ken or...
Well, here's the thing. His name, not actually Ken. He was Ken, obviously, in Barbie Girl because Barbie and Ken. I've just sent an email saying, Lena, that's the singer, can do next week. Unfortunately, Renee's not available. Now, that's the guy that's... Come on, Barbie, that's him. But
I have question marks about Renee.
I will get Renee at some point. Okay, here we go.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
Chris pretended to be a super fan called Steve, and we set him upon Andy Murray. Andy Murray is with us on BBC Radio 1, and it's time for Superstar versus Superfan. So these are a lot of questions about you, okay?
Yeah.
So you like, probably will remember the answers.
So I need to answer the quickest.
Yeah. So I've got a listener on the line who's called Steve, who is like the biggest fan of you. And it's very simple. If you know the answer, you shout Andy, and then the answer. If Steve knows the answer, he shouts Steve, and then the answer.
Okay.
Let's bring him in. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, you're through to Sir Andy Murray.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Sir, I like that. Respect from the off. Are you okay, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play Superstar versus Superfan. Let's go. Are you ready, Steve?
Steve, yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. If Andy wasn't a tennis player, what would he have been?
Andy.
Yes,
Steve.
Man. Andy first.
Footballer.
Is correct. For where?
Hibs.
What does Andy give fans at the end of each of his matches?
Andy.
Steve.
Andy got there first.
No.
No, it was Andy. What was your answer, Andy?
Wristbands.
Yeah. So what would you have said, Steve?
Steve, dirty clothes.
Okay, that's the wrong... Andy got the right answer. The grassy viewing slope at Wimbledon has been known as Henman Hill, the West Lawn, and what?
Steve.
Yes?
Judy Murray's Mound.
Say that again?
Steve.
Yep.
Judy Murray's Mound.
No, it's the correct answer is Murray Mount. Next question. Why did Andy nearly miss 2004 Sports Personality of the Year Awards?
Andy.
Steve.
Andy got there first.
I got locked in the toilet.
Correct. If Andy Murray were gay, which tennis player would he like to date?
Andy.
Yes,
Stefan. Feli Lopez.
Was that your answer, Steve?
Felissimo Manana Lopez.
That's right. What is Andy's racket sponsor?
Andy.
Steve.
Head.
Is the correct answer. Sorry, Steve, you weren't quick enough there. What happened to 16-year-old Andy outside a nightclub?
Steve.
Yes?
Head.
No, that was the last answer, Steve. I'll ask again. What happened to 16-year-old Andy outside a nightclub?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Steve, head.
I vomited into my hands and tried to catch it.
Never a good idea. Next question. How did the final game play out when Andy won Wimbledon 2013?
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Steve, sir.
Yep.
15, love. 30, love. Steve, 40, love. Steve, first championship point. Steve, 40-15. Steve, second championship point, 40-30. Steve, third championship point. Hello?
Yes? Yeah, we're listening.
Steve, juice.
Yes?
Steve, advantage Djokovic.
This could go on a while.
Steve, juice. Advantage Djokovic.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Steve, juice. Advantage Djokovic. Steve, juice. Advantage Murray. Sir Andy Murray. Fourth championship point. Victory.
Victory. Oh, well, that was superstar versus superfan. I mean, you both did well there. So, Andy, I should also tell you at this point that Steve is not a real person. It's Chris who works on the show.
Okay.
Chris?
Hello. I just want to say, obviously, I'm genuinely a huge fan.
Are you being Steve now or being Chris?
No, I'm not being Steve now. Right, okay. I've never... Like, when we thought about doing this, we thought it was madness that we'd be doing it with yourself. Thank you so much for just being so nice anyway. I couldn't believe it. I thought when I mentioned your mother's mound, you may have decided to leave at that point. But
I was... Right, literally, I'm not going to lie to you. I hardly slept last night because of this, because I was terrified of it, because you're Andy Murray. And, but yeah, you didn't... Chris, you didn't walk out.
That's good news.
I'm sweating so much right
but
now.
But why?
Because it's awful and I know exactly what's going on. And relax. Okay, Chris, are you going to come by and say hello?
And apologise.
Yeah,
apologise.
Yeah. Okay, all right, then.
We'll get that on mic. Right, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. So Chris wrote some of his life experiences down a few years back. Just some of the things that had happened in his life, some pivotal moments. And we used to read them out on air, and people seemed to love it. There was even a theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end.
Can I just read you some of the headlines from next week, Chris? Some of the ones that are going to be on, all right?
Right, go on then.
And remember, this is while we're doing Grimmy's show next week, so we're on 3 till 7, and we're going to do 24 years at the tap end at 6 p.m. every night. So, on Monday... When you led a campaign at school against the prices in the school canteen.
Ah, yes, the canteen boycott. Yeah, legendary.
Then on Tuesday, it'll be the first time me and you went to Zante together.
Okay, good. I don't remember that, so that's fine.
Then on Wednesday, it'll be when you had a newfound appreciation of old people and joined the local bowls club.
What a life.
And then on Thursday, it'll be your first day, Chris Stark's first day at secondary school.
What?
That's all next week as we relive and replay 24 years at the Tap End. Gemma in Bristol is so excited for it. Yeah, 6 p.m. every night next week. She says, well, Becky, who used to be on your show with you, make a special appearance. She does make an appearance, yeah, once or twice. Tap End for you when we're in for Grimmy next week, and that'll be at 6 p.m. every night.
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Joel Dommett.
In the mix.
Here he is. Hello, Joel Dommett.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Now, which part of the house are you, so we can just set a scene?
Set a scene, picture it in your mind. I'm in my loft.
Ooh, okay. I actually went in mine yesterday for the first time in about 4 years, and it's not for me.
Oh, I love it.
It's
not for me. It's not for me. Why is it scary? It's not scary.
Well, there's no lights up there, and I'm the kind of person that if I was to step a foot wrong, I would go through the roof. Do you know what I mean?
Literally through the roof. It's like, I think it's a wonderful place. It's like, it just feels magical, you know, because it's like stuff that you feel like you've not seen in years. Yeah. And you've just, it's like a sort of little treasure trove of, but I feel like when you're up there, you're like, oh, it's like you're a pirate and you've just like discovered sort of an island with lots of trinkets.
On your ITV show, Home Alone with Joel Dommett, I feel like I've seen all of your house now. You've got the gym there, the full setup in the garage. I've seen that. Is the loft the place you go to like get away from it all for a bit? Because we haven't seen that really on the telly.
No, and you also, because it's the by far the messiest place in the house. It's just got everything in it, everything. There's like carpets in here. There's like flower pots. There's also being a comic, there's lots of boxes of like props and things from shows. So there's a there's like a smoke machine, there's a confetti cannon right now, and there's I could make a full show up here.
Joe, I'd like to slam into your first tune from your loft, please. What are we gonna have?
Oh, we're gonna have Papa Roach Last Resort. What a tune.
Let's go.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Can't go on living this way. Nothing's all right.
Joel Dommett
in the mix.
Papa Roach, Last Resort on BBC Radio 1. Joel Dommett is in the mix today. On the TV show, have you accidentally left something out when filming and kind of like, oh, hide that?
It's more so the difficult part of making a TV show in lockdown was the fact that we would get a lot of deliveries. Your doorbell would just go and you have to be like, oh, sorry, everybody, I'm just going to get this delivery. And then you realise it would be something completely useless that you've just ordered on Amazon like 4 weeks ago. You know, it was that point where it was taking a really long time for Amazon stuff to come. So you'd be like, oh, great, thank you. That's a memory card.
What else have you ordered?
Let me have a look at what orders I've done recently.
Yeah,
genuinely, I've got some electrical tape that's arriving on Monday. That's exciting, isn't it?
You love the tape.
I love tape, man. I love it so much. Some carpet cleaner there. Some dishwasher tablet. Oh, this is boring radio, isn't it?
That's right. Chris, have you run out of that large supply of toilet roll that you ordered yet?
Funny you say that. Only this morning I realised I'm down to the last two bags on it. So I've still got about, what's that, about 16 rolls? Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm down towards the end now.
God, we're all so exciting.
Oh, there was a really interesting point where we had a fox problem. And we had a fox issue, and my wife was getting so angry at the foxes because you'd hear them at night. It was like pooing on our decking and just looking her in the eyes at the same time.
Mm.
And so she got so frustrated with it. And so there's a moment in my Amazon deliveries where I've got fox repellent, like loads of different types, and it's well expensive. And then I'm honestly being truthful with this. This is what got rid of them. You put Radio 4 on really silently on an outdoor radio. So I bought an outdoor radio that was waterproof.
What, and they
put that on a deck in, and they hate Radio 4.
Do they?
genuinely, Google it. Foxes hate Radio 4.
Wow.
Because it's all talking, you know?
Were they leaving their trademark long and quite twisted poo on your decking?
Yes.
Why is it so... Yeah. It's so twisty.
It's so twisty. Yeah. It's just so, and, I mean, I hate... You know, I was getting up pretty close to it. And it's horrific stuff.
And you were probably getting a lot of this... all hours.
That's just Joel in the gym.
Yeah.
he's lifting again.
That's probably why I'm attracting them. It's because they think that I'm like someone that they can mate with, and actually it's me in the gym.
Joel, what are we playing next?
Chance the Rapper, All Night, please.
Okay. Are you a big fan of Chance the Rapper?
Oh, Scott Mills. Massive fan.
Okay, come on, big fella.
Come on, big fella. You drunk, big fella. You not a drinker. I can see it all in your leg, big fella. You wild. Joel Domit, DJ set on BBC Radio 1 from his loft.
Start dancing.
Joel Domit.
In the mix.
BBC Radio 1, Chance the Rapper All Night, chosen by Joel Domit. Joel, are you going to bring the mood right down for us now?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You know, I thought that's super upbeat. I don't actually know much about DJing. So, you know, I would have thought in your knowledge of DJing, what you probably do is you get the mood high and everyone's on a vibe and you keep that mood real high. What I'm going to do is I've got the mood real high with Chance the Rapper. I'm going to bring it right down, like super down, like depressingly low.
All right, stop Chance the Rapper. What are we playing?
We're going to go JP Sachs, If the World Was Ending.
Why?
Because it's a funny transition.
Okay. You know this is on loads of people's like playlists at the moment because World Ending.
It's just like so sad. And did it's you... also because you're not allowed to go over at the moment. No, so it's not. Just like, you know, it's so poignant.
You know, this song was written about when they had an earthquake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they mentioned, if you listen, they mentioned like when the quake happened in the song. And they recorded it together and they got so emotionally involved that now they're an actual couple.
What? Oh, I love stuff like that.
Actual boffing, yeah.
Oh, I love stuff like that. Yeah. It's so great. I also love this song because I really love it and my wife absolutely hates it. And I would like, because I think it's like sad and like beautiful. And she's just like, what is this? This is too depressing. She doesn't like super depressing music. And it's like, oh, I just love it so much. I also love it because it's like, it's sad and beautiful, but it's a flagrant disregard of the current government rules.
Yes, indeed. On the Radio 1 chart show a few weeks ago, I called them to say, oh, congratulations, you're in the chart, and they were together in bed.
Whoa! Yeah. Oh, I wish like that would happen more often with people who are like featuring on each other's tracks.
It's
you
like,
know?
We get it, you're going out together, cool. Yeah, we know.
But that's
yeah.
how to yeah. celebrate a chart position, isn't it? Isn't Do you it? Think mm. they were just acting out whatever chart number they got to?
48. All right, okay. I'm going to play JP Sachs and Julia Michaels. Let's play this for Hannah, your wife, yeah?
Yes, please.
Joel Domet.
In the mix.
I was distracted and in traffic. I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right.
If this was an actual DJ set and we were like allowed out, you just cleared the floor, Duck Job. It's fine.
I feel like that's the end of the night one, you know, where everyone's smooching.
And put the lights on.
Put the lights on. Oh no.
JP Sachs, Julia Michaels, If the World Was Ending on BBC Radio 1. You are working out at the moment. You're putting all of us to shame.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make best use of my time, really. Mm. And that is just trying my best to just look buff for my wife. My wife basically, at the start of lockdown, I don't like your arms. She said, I want you to have bigger arms.
Did she say that?
And she didn't say it in a mean way. No. She was like, I think you could have bigger arms. And I was like, all right. That's my lockdown sorted.
I kind of need that motivation at the moment. I need someone to be honest and go, Scott, I want you to have less fat. Or, Scott, I'd like you to have slightly bigger arms. Do you know what I mean, Chris? I'd quite like that.
I do feel for you a bit, though. Yeah, I get the motivation side of it. But actually, for me personally, my wife inherited me when I was like sort of bang average, if anything, slightly fat.
Right.
So anything's a bonus.
Inherited me.
Yeah.
But the problem is you were brought up in prime Dommett.
Yeah, prime meat.
And so that's the thing you've got to maintain, haven't you?
Okay, where are we going next? What are we playing?
We are going Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity.
But why?
Oh, my God. It's my favourite thing of all time. This is actually genuinely me and my wife. We love this song. During lockdown, what we're doing is having, like, parties. And we have a little drink. And we have a Jamiroquai party where you just put basically anything on your head, put this song on, and dance around the living room.
Joel, love that. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on from your loft today. Thanks so much for doing it for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Joel,
I will go downstairs.
You do that. Okay, and this is Virtual Insanity.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Angela?
Hello.
Hiya. Now, you're working from home at the moment and you just generally miss the faces of the people in the office.
Yeah. It's really sad because I'll get to see everyone like later on today because we'll have a Skype meeting. That's it for the weekly meeting.
Oh, right.
So it's really strange.
Now, what some workplaces are doing... Is that a work serious meeting, or is that it's Thursday afternoon, let's have a couple of drinks works meeting?
Well, it's some people still in the office, some people at home meeting, and it's supposed to be an actual meeting, but it doesn't go that way.
Okay, cool. I know a lot of people are like, oh, let's do a quiz but with work people and get yourself a drink.
We don't get a drink but we do a bit of Pictionary.
What I'm kind of against at the moment, and I've heard a few companies doing this, I was catching up with some of my mates and it's a thing, and then I was also talking to my sister-in-law and they have to do it a lot, which is once a week they have to do fancy dress on Zoom, so a bit like what do you call it? Like Dress Down Friday. You know how when everyone used to be in the office, there used to be like a Dress Down Friday kind of thing in a lot of offices. Well, what this is they pick a theme and then they have to do fancy dress for that theme once a week. But it's still a serious meeting. So they're trying to have a serious meeting, but, you know, one week they're all Tiger King. Or the next week it's Disney. You know, I'm not here for that, really.
Sounds wacky.
It's too wacky. It's clearly a boss that, well, it's. I think it's misjudged as well. If you're having serious chats, right, you can't do that whilst also dressed as Carol Baskin.
That hasn't happened to Angela's work yet. Where do you live, Angela?
No, I'm in Grimsby.
Okay, I've got this to offer up today.
Don't you dare.
Wash your mouth out. Kiss your mother with that mouth. TLC and Waterfalls. Absolute classic of our time. Right, there we are.
Yeah.
Yes, Chris.
Can't remember when this came out. When did it come out, Scott?
Dunno.
You're normally good with these things.
I'd say late 90s, but it's one of those songs that's transcended.
I'd say late 90s.
Yeah. Never gets
it has
that.
Transcended. Tis a tune, to be fair.
There aren't many of them, but that is one of them.
Yeah, to be fair, it is good. Okay, you can have that or my choice today, which is this. What the man? This is Tiny Temper and Ellie Goulding. Don't know if you remember this
one. It really is.
Yeah, this was a thing. This is called Wonder Man. It sort of has Labyrinth vibes, you know, Wonder Man.
Okay. And over to you, Ange.
I'm going to have to go with Scott, TLC.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Scarlett and I want to believe.
And I'm Scott and I don't.
Join us for a podcast that's all about conspiracy theories and our quest to uncover the truth.
Through facts.
And I'm going to try and convert my boyfriend Scott to finally believe.
And we'll see how many times you fail.
We'll be talking aliens, the Illuminati, time travel, mermaids, lizard people, bizarre stories that will blow your minds.
And we'll feature conspiracy theories of your own.
Scarlett Moffat wants to believe.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Josh the Postie is on a steady rural delivery at the moment. That's one. 28 degrees, shorts on, radio on, windows down. It's actually all right. He's having an all right day. Thanks, Josh. That is TLC and Waterfalls. Yana says, go on, Ange. Chris, I've never heard of that song you chose. It's a deep cut, that one. Gary from Huntingdon and Cheshire. Yeah, 95. But it's one of them ones that you just know. TLC and Waterfalls. More bangers next hour.
Scott Mills.
One. Okay, so we've got Alfie in North Wales playing with his sister Tara on the quiz today. Fiona and Charlotte in Glasgow. Charlotte's taking a break from uni work and Fiona's having a little lie in the sun like the lazy girl she was born to be. Don't look it up, she says. It's the highlight of our lockdown day. Overall loser is downing a drink or two after lockdown. Ben Atkins, happy 21st birthday. Enjoy the quiz today. Where are you playing? Who with? You can be together in one place or you can do it remotely on WhatsApp or text or whatever you want. Let us know how you do on 81199. This is a quiz where you can't look it up. Do not cheat. It will not be tolerated. And if you do look up the answer,
shame.
Shame. Shame. Let's know where you're playing. 81199. Chris Stark, you ready to quiz?
I am ready to quiz.
Okay,
let's do this.
Let's do it. And here is our quizmaster, Will.
Hi, Scott. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So
Hello.
We have got three rounds here. Let's get straight into it. Let us know how you do along the way as well.
Round one.
What we got from round one? Get ready to write it down. What we got?
Sports star to movie star.
Okay. Okay, how's this work?
So it's the sports star and they have either become an actor or appeared in a film. You'll see.
Okay. Keen. Let's go. Question one.
Which movie star swapped the Olympic diving board for the big screen, starring in movies like The Fast and Furious, The Expendables, and The Meg?
Okay, 5 seconds. Oh, I hate this, because, Chris, me and you are not good at the movie stars.
I haven't got a clue. What, did swap the diving board?
Former Olympic diver, then became an actor, and appeared in things like The Fast and the Furious, The Expendables, The Meg. He's British.
But there's only one famous diver. So
no, don't say that.
Right, what are your answers?
But he's not been in the film, so has he? Like,
you know.
Who's in The Expendables? Who's British?
Tom Daly.
You're going Tom Daly. Scott.
It's all I've got.
Is Jason Statham in Expendable? He's not a diver. I don't know.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
And that is the correct answer, Scott.
He was a diver.
A former Olympic diver, yeah. He appeared at the Olympics.
Statham.
I did not know that.
YouTube.
Are you sure?
Yeah. 100%. I fact-checked all of these because I was worried.
Mind blown. And a surprising point for me there as we move on to... It won't continue. As we move on to question two.
Question two. Which Formula One driver voiced one of the main race cars in the Pixar animation, Cars?
5 seconds. This is not our round. I don't know, so I'm going to say Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, what was the question? Did you say British?
Which Formula One driver?
I didn't say
Formula
British.
Formula One driver, yeah, okay. I'll go Lewis Hamilton.
Is the correct answer. 2 out of 2 for Scott.
What? Okay, this is
and Chris a point.
Just guessing and knowing that Statham was in The Expendables. As we move on to question three.
This question's really hard, and I thought the other two weren't, so good luck. But it's a great fact. Which footballer has appeared in both a World Cup-winning football team and an Oscar-nominated film? Which footballer has appeared in both a World Cup-winning football team and an Oscar-nominated film?
Wow.
This is going to be one of the ones you tell to all your mates. 5 seconds.
Wow.
Do you know, Chris?
No.
I thought you might pull that one out.
Okay.
But I can try and figure it out. That's the thing.
All right, well, we've had our 5 seconds, so I only know one footballer that's been in films, so my answer is Vinnie Jones.
Very good.
Yeah, so... But not a World Cup winner.
No.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking Pele for Mike Bassett's England manager, because he great appears film in that. But has that been Oscar nominated or whatever it was?
I doubt that very much.
I'm not sure it has.
I mean, what a movie, but no. What a film. I don't think they would have had eyes on it.
And then
the
I'm wondering
Academy
if Ronaldo has appeared in... It's one of the best films ever made. Should win awards. Then I'm wondering if Ronaldo's appeared in, but I'm not convinced. So I'm actually going to go... I'm going to go... Cantona.
The answer is... Former France centre-back Frank Leboeuf.
Oh,
who
the
won
thief
the World Cup in 1998 and then appeared as a scientist in the 2015 film The Theory of Everything.
Not
Leboeuf.
Oh, the beef.
Do you know what's ironic? There's a builder opposite me right out the window right now, up a ladder, who looks like Leboeuf.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
Tell us your scores on 81199. That was Sports Star to Movie Star. We're back to the quiz. Don't look it up. Next...
Scott Mills.
Hey, remember, we're in for Grimmy next week, and we've got some new, but old, but new 24-year at the Tap Ends to revisit some of Chris's life on the radio next week from 6 p.m. every night. We're on from 3. Okay. People doing atrociously at Don't Look It Up today. Big fat zero for Vicky and Somerset. First time we're listening today. Hi, Diane Swindon says, hiya, fellow quizzers. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. She says, so far, 2 out of 3 right. Amazed that I got 2 out of 3, because know nothing about sport. That's Stacey in Essex, and neither do I, Stacey, and it worked out. All right, so, round two, what's that, please?
Breakups.
Is it famous breakups?
Famos, yeah.
All right.
Round two.
Let's go.
Who did Little Mix allegedly write this song about?
Yeah. Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am.
5 seconds. Okay, I'm going for Zayn Malik.
Yep, I'm also going Zayn.
Hang on, is that...
Allegedly.
No, yeah, but who was... Was it Perry and Zayn? No.
Yeah. That was a thing once.
What?
Remember?
That's mad, right?
What's mad?
I don't know. It's just like, I feel like he's been with Gigi Hadid forever. But yeah, they did go out for ages. Anyway, that's my answer, Zane.
Is the correct answer, give yourself both a point.
Okay, number two. Give yourself also a point if you said Zane.
Who did Miley Cyrus supposedly write this about? I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me.
What's a song? 5 seconds.
See, I don't know.
I know why you don't know as well.
See, I don't know. Wrecking Ball. Mm. I'm going to go Anne Hegarty, the governess.
Okay. it's a roundabout celebrity breakups, yeah?
I don't know. So I've made a guess.
Okay, well, it's... is it not Liam Hemsworth?
Is the correct answer, yeah, for a point. They broke up before they then got married and then broke up again.
Off and on and off and on.
Scott, you're on fire today.
Are they on again now?
Off, I think.
Does anyone know? Like, I actually do care. 81199. Liam Hemsworth, Chris. Ring anything there.
Nah, not really.
Nah. All right, then let's move on. Next one.
Question three. Who did Justin Timberlake supposedly write this song about?
Did he write it, though? Did Miley write Wrecking Ball, though? Just saying. Was it written for them? I don't... 5 seconds. They all say they've got a writing credit. Well, no, they might have a credit, but... Did they do most of the work, Chris? That's my question to you. Your answer, please.
Shout out Millie in Birmingham, by the way, who wants to call out her sister for calling him Ian Hemsworth.
Ian?
In another life.
What was Cry Me a River, the Justin Timberlake song about, or who was it about?
See, I don't know, but I'm going to go Britney.
Britney Spears.
Is the correct answer.
Yes.
Full house that round, Scott.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think that's the first time ever.
I think so.
Okay, so let us know how you did on the breakups. I thought I'd be good at that. And let's move on.
Round three.
Round three is, Will?
Round three is celebrity autobiographies. And okay. The scores currently stand at Scott 5, Chris 3.
All right. Bring it. Question one.
Question one. Which former England footballer's book included this dietary insight? I don't normally get to cook, but my dream meal is beans, sausage, bacon and eggs.
And who is it again? What person?
A former England footballer.
5 seconds. Up. Chris Stark, have you got an answer?
Have you got an answer?
No, but I'll think of one.
Well, give me your answer and I'll go for mine.
Michael Owen.
I don't know, but I'm guessing, because it's you who writes the questions, Will, there must be a reason you chose the person. So I'm going to guess Peter Crouch.
It's actually Wayne Rooney.
Oh!
All right. Give yourself a point at home if you said Wayne Rooney. Next question.
Whose book started? By buying this book, you will have taken the first steps into a world where everything is fabulous. Men will fall at your feet, riches will be bestowed upon you, you will have the biggest, bounciest hair ever, and you will get what you want, whatever that is.
5 seconds. This is impossible. It sounds like something like that Gemma Collins might write.
Oh, that's what I've said, yeah. I'm going GC.
I don't know why, it just had that tone. Gemma Collins?
Is the correct answer.
Go on,
yeah,
Chris.
It sounds like someone pretending to write as Gemma Collins.
I don't know what you mean. And the next one?
Whose book was reviewed on Amazon by one reader as 5-star? Bought for my Kindle, I love this book. There are laugh-out-loud parts and sad parts and parts where you want to be his mate and tell him everything's going to be okay. I did find some of the book a bit of a rush,
There could have been a bit more depth and time taken over the explanation.
5 seconds. I actually know the answer to this. Chris, do you know the answer to this?
I think I do.
I've read this review.
It was the bit of a rush bit that I think swung it for
lots
me.
Lots of pictures.
Big font.
Yeah.
Lots of pictures.
It's a big font.
I think this is Love You By, mm-hmm. the autobiography of Scott Mills.
And that's... Is that the right answer? Because that's my answer also.
It's the correct answer.
What a book.
You've read the reviews on your book.
Yeah. There's not that many, that's why.
Oh, what a book. A bit rushed.
Yeah.
It was done in a weekend.
Don't be rude. Absolutely no need for that. I can't tell you why, but I don't have a copy of that book anymore, and I actually ordered it myself yesterday.
Oh,
the
mate,
internet.
There's plenty in Pound Stretcher when it reopens.
Is that?
I'll definitely be able to get you one.
Cost me £3. I was like, what the? I wrote it. And at the end of that...
Did you?
Yes. At the end of that, what are the scores, please?
Chris scored 5, but you, Scott, scored 7.
Go on. That was really good today.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Sophie is in New York, and good afternoon to you.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How's your Thursday, then?
Not too bad, yeah. Just baking scones, trying to keep busy.
Okay, baking scones?
I am baking scones. I say scones, actually.
Scones. That's because you're from North.
I'm from North.
Okay, you in the furlough life right now?
I am enjoying furlough life, yeah. It was. It's a bit of a nightmare trying to work from home, so I've just been exploring new, immersing myself in the furlough life, and actually it's not too bad.
Okay. I'm not sure you're allowed to say you're enjoying furlough. I don't know what the rules are on that. Do you know what I mean, Chris? Yeah, if you say to your employer, yeah, I'm really enjoying furlough. I don't know.
Yeah. But everyone's adapting.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I started off working from home, which is a bit of a nightmare, to be honest, because you're just full of distractions. Whereas when you're furloughed, you know you're free.
Yeah.
And you can actually get on with, like, doing these new projects.
Instead of saying to your boss, when you haven't been furloughed and working from home, so what have you done today? Oh, loads. And then having to, like, almost make up things that you have done. Am I right, Sophie?
You are right, Scott. That is exactly what it is like. So, right. I'm all about just embracing it, really.
Absolutely. And do you know when you're off until?
No, it was going to be start of June, but God knows now. So yeah. it's just about seeing what happens.
It's all what it is about now is creating the perfect scone. That's what it's about, Sophie.
It is all about creating the perfect scone. The best one is a plain scone with butter and apricot jam.
Okay.
You can't go wrong.
I've got this for you today. This is from the era when people used to call him Justin Trouser Snake.
Chris, what have you got?
Justin Timberlake, what goes around comes around.
Listen, I want to offer you... I want to give you something so special today. Like, so special. You're furloughed. I'm thinking of you when I chose this. Specifically you,
okay.
Making your scone.
What are you on about?
Your apricot jam. This is what I'm saying. It's a bespoke service I'm offering you today. Here is a banger and a half. This is unbeatable.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, this is Zombie Nation.
Right.
He's played dirty here, but yeah. Like, that's a really dirty move. Dirty tactic.
Okay. Yeah, that is. And
isn't it?
He started off with the flattery as well.
Yeah,
so
but how am I supposed to...
That kind of put me in an awkward position.
Who is going to ever win against Zombie Nation? Who? No one. Nobody is.
Well, actually, Scott...
No,
you might be surprised there.
No, I don't think I will.
Because right now I'm baking scones and I just don't feel that, you know, that banger is quite appropriate for the moulding of the scone.
Don't do it. The Nation have been through enough. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, but I'm thinking of the Nation and, you know, I feel
the
like
Nation won't be happy.
With JT.
No.
It's a JT sort of day. Is it?
It's not.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Shall I press play on it?
Scott?
Oh.
Yes.
Will you do the honours, please?
Yes, no. I will, Sophie.
Trolling
I would love to
are.
Do the honours.
She's a troll.
I've just done the honours.
She's a troll.
People are so harsh. Hyper scone sink.
Yeah. May they burn.
Someone says, let them burn. First apricot jam. Who says that? And then choosing Justin Timberlake. It's a good song.
I thought that. There was red flags. When she said the apricot jam thing, in my head, there was a little red flag there. But I didn't want to say anything for fear of her just turning against my choice.
Mm.
But I just thought that was well off. The key workers have been on as well, and they're pretty outraged.
Don't involve
so,
the key
so
worker.
Well done. You've only got an upset the key workers.
Brilliant. Yeah, well done. And a few calls here to call Durham Police. No wrong constabulary. She was in York.
Scott Mills.